Matt usually starts these.
We say good evening, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are. Welcome to Brunch Boxing. I'm not going to give you what I thought of the fight because I'm generally curious what everybody else thinks of the fight. I'm genuinely curious what everybody else thinks because sometimes I don't know what you guys are going to react. I don't know what you guys feel. I'm not sure what everybody's looking at, honestly. Boots look damn great to me, but I'm curious. Come up here, people. Talk. Everyone else talk. What did you think of the fight? That's all I want to know. I want to know what everybody else thought of the fight. We got the CEO of Brunch Boxing, Mike. What did you think of the performance?
One of the things great, you know, he did not pick up his left hand a little bit, you know, but pretty sure he can fix that. But outstanding performance. I mean, he made Stanionis look mid, you know, so A-plus from over here.
Tut, what you got?
I think he looked real good. I think, you know, he fought on the outside well. He went to the body perfectly from the start of the fight and broke him down. He got hit, but I mean, at this level against that opponent, you're going to get hit. I'm not comparing none of these guys to any greats, but his defense, he reminds me of Roy as far as he trusted his athleticism and his chin, you know what I mean, to get him through fights. And he feel like none of these guys can hurt him. So he showed it tonight. I was actually impressed. This was the best opponent to me at 147, and Stanionis can't do anything against him.
Not a thing. Toothlick, what do you got?
I was really impressed. No, he looked fantastic. Still moments where he got touched up, like Tut said, but I thought he moved around really, really well. He was out jabbing Stanionis, which I didn't expect. I didn't think it was going to be that one-sided. He was slipping a lot of weird shit through Stanionis's guard. Because I came in saying like that high guard, you know, that's gonna give him a challenge, and he worked his way through it. So no, this was really impressive. This was a great, great performance. And I think Stanionis is definitely the best guy at 147 outside of Boots. So, you know, I don't see anybody fucking with him in this division for a while.
What you got for King Pete?
Oh, great fight. Great showing. Or is it a great showing by Boots? He showed the best guy at 147 outside of him isn't nearly as good enough for him. So, you know, great showing. And yeah, he was hit a little bit, but didn't seem like he was bothered by anything Stanionis was throwing. So I guess when you're not bothered by that, whatever, you take a couple punches to land everything. He landed everything, the jab, the uppercut, the body shots. I'm not surprised he out-jabbed him, by the way, because he has Paul's 6-inch reach advantage over him. So kind of hard to overcome 6 inches. Pause. So, but
that's crazy. That's crazy.
Great showing.
What you got for me, Vivi?
It was a pretty good performance. The Boots looked pretty dynamic, but also, like, technically he looked a little bit more refined than he usually does. It was pretty impressive because Stanionis is, like, a very technically sound fighter. Like, yeah, he's a punching bag, but Boots was much sharper than he was against Karen. I was impressed. I think he should go on a Hagler run of terror against just, like, welterweight mediocrity or, like, champions moving up, fight Devin Haney. So, look, there's potential here.
All right, J-Roll, what do you got, J-Roll? What do you got?
I'm not surprised. I said Boots was going to dominate him. It's not surprising to me. I don't want to say that no one at 146 can fuck with Boots. I don't think that's true. I think it's just a style thing. Boots is always going to feast on guys that come forward and with a high guard. That style is going to... Oh, he's always going to love that style. He's always going to look great against that style. It's the one that can give him angles. The one that can give him movement that's going to always bother Boots. That's all. He's a good fighter.
Who are guys you would say fit that?
I think someone like Rashidi Ennis. Rashidi Ennis will give Boots fits. Like fits, just the way Karen did. I know Vivi said he looked much, much sharper now than he did versus Karen. He did because Stanionis was just coming forward on him. Karen was giving him angles. That's why. That will trouble Boots right there. Any guy with a high guard that's come forward, he's going to dominate those. He did it with Villa. He did it with Stanionis. Not surprising. But guys like Karen, guys like Rashidi, those will give him issues every single time.
Stanionis did have success doing that, though. Like, he would, like, go to angles occasionally, like, you know, change up his entry, go under his jab, and he did get in front of Ennis officially with that.
And he got hit with some silly shots. I don't know if Boots can move up. I will recommend for Boots to stay at 147 as long as he can.
No. He can move up. He can move up. You know, I said probably before you came in here, he trusts his chin and his athleticism to get him through.
But that's not long lasting.
Why not? But listen, I get what you're saying, right? We all say he gets hit a lot. Triple G, I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying Triple G got hit for years. Okay, Nobody never knocked him out.
But also Triple G never moved up.
But listen, Charlo got hit for years and still never got knocked out.
Did Triple G, who which one? Jermell?
Neither of them has been knocked out. I mean, Canelo dropped Charlo, but neither one of them has been knocked out.
Jermell also stayed at 154. So, like I say, you can always you mentioned two guys got into staying on the division, but you can love your chin, but you can't move up. You got to stay in your weight class because the other guys in the higher weight class are hitting different. Like guys at 154,
Maul moved up with no problem. Maul moved up and realistically his chin got better. I never seen Maul hurt at 60.
I don't know. I'm not comparing them all. I wouldn't recommend it.
No, I get it. Nobody wants to see him get touched up, but I'm just saying if he trusts his chin enough, then
if he trusts his chin, it's gonna be an issue for him. I'm gonna let you know. With Boots, it's gonna be an issue with Boots.
Go ahead, Hitman. What you got?
Yeah, I think he looked real, real good tonight. Good shot selection. Good. He's still fast, strong, sharp, and everything. I agree with J-Ro. He still gets caught with a lot of stupid shit. I really think that's a defensive problem, and I agree with what he's saying. Yeah, you could trust your chin, but your chin's not always going to, it's not always going to do right by you. I think especially at 54, when you got motherfuckers like Boachuk, Charlo, Virgil, and all that, you're going to have to tighten that defense up, or you will get knocked the fuck out. But as far as tonight, he looked great. I think that Brian Norman fight, I think that's a better fight than what people want to give it credit for. I think Boots still going to get him, but I think it's going to be a little bit of a tough fight. And I also agree with him by like, it's a style thing. I think you put a mover like Rashidi in there with him, he's not going to look as dominant as he does tonight. So good performance.
Can I ask J-Ro a quick question?
Go ahead.
J-Ro. All right, you said you guys saying that you think movers are gonna give him a problem, right? But him trusting his chin against movers, none of them guys are punching. The guys that you guys want to see him fight, that we all want to see him fight, those are come forward guys. Those are guys who fight. Virgil was gonna fight him the same way he fought Boachuk. So if he had an easy time with guys like that, and we're saying he's going to struggle with guys who move, none of them guys who move have the power that's going to crack his chin. Now, it might be a boring 12-round fight, but they don't have the power that's going to keep him off of him. So what's
is
really
going to land
really,
against those movers, Tut?
I know you guys are saying Rashidi Ellison. I know that's your guy, but look, he was styling on Villa until he started getting tired. All those
yeah, boys, come on, y'all got
none, one, one thing Ellison. About these movers, right? One thing about
yeah,
these
they got the hands.
None of these guys.
We're just saying that performance. This is my coming here. Y'all got none of the
same. We'll see. That was a terrific.
All you motherfuckers, since the fight was announced, y'all was sad. This is about to be a
close out. I thought this was going to be a fight of the year candidate. He made it easy.
Hold on. Let Gritty go. Go ahead.
I got some more Rashidi Ellis. Can give him a man. Come on, man.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
This man take a shot because Stanionis didn't have no fucking power. Like I've been telling y'all, he don't have power. So, yes, Boots, if you don't have power, it was in the first round when he took a couple of his shots. He said, okay, this motherfucker's not going to be able to hurt me. I'm going to fight with my hands low, looking for my shots all night. And he was landing that same fucking uppercut, that same hook on Stanionis because he's fucking one-dimensional. Just say y'all was wrong. Now y'all coming here talking about Rashidi Ellis.
I disagree that Stanionis don't have power. I think that he was able to take his power and the body power. Shots was breaking him down. But I do think Stanionis got power. He showed power in all his fights.
I think Stanionis got weak with his shots.
He's a good boxer, but that's it.
I think Stanionis got weak on his shots, but he's not like an explosive knockout.
I knew he didn't have nothing for Boots.
Go ahead, Drill.
Yeah, this is like J-Ro was saying, a fighter that was tailor-made style-wise for Boots. I expected Stanionis to put up a little fight, which he did, but the body work warmed down. Boots did good with the jab, but yeah, I agree. That nigga got to solidify that defense. You can't love your chin that goddamn much when you get hit with that stupid shit. It's like you're too goddamn talented to do that, because eventually it's going to cost you. You know what I'm saying? So it, to me, it was just a typical Boots performance. I expected him to come out there and fight a little different, to show Boots a different look. To kind of mimic Karen, because I was saying in the lead up that you got to be a mover. Otherwise, just coming in behind the high guard is not going to work. And if you don't think that Virgil got the power to put Boots on his ass, you a goddamn lie. And you
tripping. Yeah, he definitely has the power. He definitely has the power. But I think the other way too, though, is that Boots definitely has, I think, has the power. And like, it's not like Virgil's unhittable, right?
Each
like,
other out. Yeah, I agree.
Who we seen hurt more in the pros?
We've seen Virgil hurt more in the pros, but Virgil's done the same shit Boots does, except Virgil happens to some people he's fought better competition, right?
I don't know.
But
I don't
want to see him against anybody else. To me, it just boiled down to both not being defensively responsible in their time that getting caught. But that's every fighter.
I think that the thing, though, that because he got caught a few times, right? And I think it's when he got a little more confident in the fight. I thought early on he was pretty damn tight with his defense. But he got caught a few times. But I don't know that like, oh, well, there it is. It's like a lot of guys get caught. Like and like we said, at this level, I mean, he wasn't going to go in there and get untouched by Stanionis. I mean, I just don't think that was going to happen. But he dominated the fight. Like, he completely dominated.
We can't expect guys to move up in competition and then get hit, and then we criticize them for getting hit. It just don't make sense.
It's not that he's getting hit. It's that he's getting hit with stupid shots.
That's really what it is.
What about Inoue versus Neary? Now, okay. That's a stupid shot to get dropped.
Yeah.
But we know that if he really wants to shut it down, Inoue, he's not going to get caught with that. That was just out of arrogance that happened. I think a lot of what got hit tonight was out of arrogance.
Okay, but cool. But okay. All right, that's fine. All right, good example. Here's the deal with Boots. Is that we see it fight after fight after fight after fight.
But like, I feel like we see that fight, because fight, these niggas can't fuck with him. Fight.
And we keep saying after that fight, we keep saying, well, if he wants to shut it down, he will. But he doesn't shut it down in the next fight. He doesn't shut it down in the fight after that. And he doesn't.
So you expecting him to shut it down against a guy who's not conscious?
Yeah, but I'm saying he doesn't have to.
Daniel is not a conscious.
That's why. He doesn't have to.
Did you want to?
It's not about it.
He was purely looking for his
offense. It's about cuz putting on a show and taking the risk. You don't get hit, cuz. Like, it's boxing. Like, if you either one hand, you want to watch your Corey Stevenson, or you want to watch Boots Ennis. Because one is going to give you a show and take
the risk. Come on.
You get what I'm saying? Niggas want to bitch about everything, cuz. Look, the man dominated a world champion. And a few shots got through. And the thing is, he's really not trying to be defensive. His defense is to make it look pretty. If he didn't want to get hit, he probably don't got to get hit. If he just want to box, boring, when's was it? His defense is to look pretty.
It was one point in the corner where Boots had his hands down. Stanionis threw about four or five shots, and he slipped and missed all that shit. That showed me he can really go in there and be defensive if he wants. There's no fighter today that I would ever compare to Floyd Mayweather. But Floyd got fights where he go in there.
Oh my God.
Listen, I'm not comparing none of these guys ever to Floyd Mayweather. Floyd got fights where he can go in there and he want to be defensive, or he go in there and he want to be offensive, let his hands go, and he get touched. It's just how fighters are. DeMarcus Corley was touching. What are we talking about?
Okay, but there was a point where DeMarcus Corley fight when Floyd wanted to shut it down. He shut it down.
But that's what I'm saying. That's okay. But that's what I'm saying. It happens.
And it wasn't a point in the fight tonight.
No.
I'm going to let somebody else get up here on the stage and speak, right? In reality, all that we're complaining about is the fact that he's a showman and he shows off to the point to where he gets hit with stupid shit and we like him as a fighter. I want to see him shine. Don't get me wrong. But some of the shots he gets hit with, sometimes it's like, damn. I don't want to see him stretched out and then people start talking about him like how folks was climbing, clowning Jaime Munguia. That's yeah, all
the problem
saying.
The problem is it may not happen until Bud or Top. Who going to do it? Who's going to do that? You know what I'm saying?
The niggas like, just can't do it. That's my point. Like, the yeah, niggas just like, can't
not
do
no
it.
Not no Virgil Ortiz.
Not no Virgil Ortiz.
Virgil defense is terrible. Boosie's gonna be so much faster than niggas at 54, it's gonna be ridiculous.
I don't know what's wrong with niggas. Boosie's gonna be so much faster than niggas at 54, it's gonna be ridiculous. The only person that can match speed with him is Mel, and that's it. A lot of the niggas slow as shit. They're not gonna be able to fuck with him. Whatever, though. You old niggas be making boxing not fun. What's wrong with you niggas?
Nah, just what it is, TJ, is they was off for a couple of weeks. They was telling y'all how Boosie was about to get exposed. And now they want to make it instead of giving the niggas trust.
Matt's the only one that said that, man.
Oh, sorry, mommy. I'm going outside.
Boots is going to dominate.
They convinced all y'all to put Stanley Owens on y'all parlay.
My only thing is this is what I don't understand. I don't understand the talks of guys like Rashidi Ellis, and I'm not down in no fighter, right? But none of these guys who are pure boxers and just go in there and box and move, none of them guys who fight like that have the gas tank to go 12 rounds. They always tire out in the second half of fights. Just being realistic, Rashidi Ellis, Caleb Plant, Devin Haney, those boxing heavy guys always. So why is it that those guys are going to give Boots a problem? They don't have the power to keep him off of them.
Bro, the guy who overwhelmed Rashidi Ellis.
It was people in here saying that Devin Haney would beat Boots at 47.
Like, what the? Devin Haney wouldn't be able to survive that shit.
Let's lock it in, Gritty.
I don't know who said that, but that's silly. Look, Devin Haney would not be able to survive that shit.
He'd probably knock out. I still think it'd be tough for him to talk at the same time. Him and Haney's a good fight. Haney's not going to stand in front of him like standing up. That's going to be a good fight.
But I don't think, but I think Boots going to track him down after a while. I'd rather see fighters who are going to go in there and fight Boots. Like I said, I think he will stop Virgil. Virgil will go in there and fight. I'd rather see come forward fighters fight Boots versus a guy who I know going to go in there and try to survive for 12 rounds, make it boring and lose anyway.
If you can't make Boots come to you, and that's what Karen showed y'all. When Boots is coming to you, that's where you can get him. But if you're going to try to chase Boots down, it's going to be a long night for you.
I mean, to be fair, though, that's what J-Roll's saying, though.
His footwork is on fucking point.
Yeah, that's what J-Roll's saying, though. He's saying if a guy gives him angles, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a much tougher night for him than what we're seeing here, which, I mean... But who is that going to be?
It's not going to be Virgil.
But Boots,
no.
Boots, he's still, you know, but,
it ain't going to be Rashidi either.
Yeah,
it ain't going to be none of these guys. It could be
him, though. It could be him. One time
in a game.
I like him. I like Rashidi, and I think he should be getting better fights and stuff, but he ain't the one for the job. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with that. Whoever said that shit.
That's the best.
That nigga talk in one exchange, he gonna get fucked up.
I mean, I'm not sure there is anybody at 147 for Boots, so that's the point.
It's Brian Norman.
Brian Norman only has a punch. He turned down the fight. He avoided a death sentence.
He gonna get his ass beat.
Realistically, Gritty, right? And somebody said this too. Brian Norman,
I'm sticking with my guy, Haney.
He's been getting better, over his last couple fights. But for me, Brian Norman only has one way of victory against Boots. And that's to knock him out. If he can't knock him out, he won't win that fight. All right.
Hold on. We got the host of Brunch Boxing. The one, the only. Hopefully Matt and not MVO. Matt, you here?
Listen. I got to tell you, first of all, great conversation. I wish I could have heard it, but... Here's what I'll say. While everybody is complaining about what Boots needs to do, blah, 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 all this nitpicking, that's great. What we saw tonight was a star-making performance from the guy who we anointed years ago as one of the future stars in boxing. What we saw tonight was a culmination of years of excellent performances against competition that we weren't too impressed with. We finally got to see Boots on the biggest stage of his career. What is he going to do? And you know what he did? He dominated. He made Stan Jonas look like he did not belong in the ring with him. That is the kind of performance that we have wanted to see from Boots on a big stage the entire time. And I think boxing has a new star in Jerron Boots Ennis. There was not one moment in that entire fight where I felt like Boots was in any trouble. I hear people keep saying he got caught with stupid shots. I think Boots got caught with whatever the hell he wanted to get caught with because he wasn't worried about what was coming at him. I think a lot of times fighters seem to fight differently. They take more chances when they're not respecting what's coming at them. And you saw Stan Jonas, even when he got a good shot off, there was a shot that he landed on Boots and Boots countered him while he was throwing because Boots knew, hey, listen, I can take your shot. I'm willing to bet that you can't take my shot. And that's what we saw from Boots in that fight. I'll be honest, you blinked and the fight was over. You blinked and the fight was over. Boots did what he had to do. It was a great performance against a fighter who I thought would give him a lot of trouble. The fight was not close. It wasn't close. Like going into this fight, I thought this was going to be a 50-50 fight, a war of attrition. I did think Boots was going to start fast because he always starts fast. And I thought that Amanda Stan Jonas would weather the storm, probably get knocked down early, and then he was going to take it to Boots in the mid to late rounds. But what happened was he got knocked down early, and he went Martin against Tommy Hearns. I don't want to fight no more. He ended up quitting on his tool. He don't want to fight because it wasn't going to get any better. He knew it wasn't going to get any better. He was in there with a guy who is a couple of standard deviations away from him. Now, whether or not Boots is a couple standard deviations away from everyone else in the division, that remains to be seen. But if that Boots that we got tonight on this big stage is the Boots that we're going to continue to get going forward, I don't see how anyone can say that there is somebody that could do something with him in that division. But we got to see the fights. But tonight, at least for me, in this moment, is not the time to talk about that. What we need to do is talk about the virtuoso performance, the star maker performance that we got from the new American star in boxing, Jerron Boots Ennis. That's all I have to say.
Well, great stuff, Matt. Great stuff. What you got for us, Ro?
I'll add this on top of what Matt said. The American boxing scene above a certain weight limit is not what it used to be, but welterweight is where largely it has held the line for decades now, outside of a few notable exceptions. And so Ennis staying there gives America still a foothold in one of the glamour divisions. So I don't know how long he'll be a welterweight, but it's a good thing for boxing to have a new American star in one of the three most important weight classes in boxing. And a verified star at this point. So there's a lot to build on here. And it was an outstanding performance.
Go ahead, Too Slick.
No, don't go ahead, Too Slick.
No.
It was an outstanding performance. And I think, piggybacking off what Roll said, to build on it, listen, he got to get back in there as soon as possible. He didn't take any punishment. okay? Standing on his land, a couple good jabs, okay, whoop you fucking do. He didn't take any punishment. To me, I need to see Boots back in the summer. I need to see him back in the summer, and I need to see him against Mario Barrios. I need to see him against Mario Barrios. Okay, but hold on. Before J-Ro has a conniption, here's why. Because Boots has superstar potential. And this is a guy, Mario Barrios, who has been in the ring on pay-per-view against Javonte Davis. He's been in the ring on pay-per-view against Keith Thurman. So he is a name that maybe other people are familiar with. And I gotta be honest, he has to do the job. He has to do the job. He has to put Boots over. Listen.
Might be the job he's built for. Be the job he's made for.
Boots could put him in a body.
This is bigger than PBC.
This is bigger than PBC.
Okay, we are in a war. All right, and people don't understand that we are in the war for the conscience of the boxing public, and the Boots is Team America. All right, and he has the potential. He really does, because not only is he very skilled, like his style, the flash, the flair, the showmanship. He has everything that the public looks for in a star. He just needs to continue to have the bouts to show his craft. And I think the Barrios fight should be next. I truly do. If it's Norman, that's fine too. Maybe this might sound crazy. If they're going to do the Norman fight, put that shit in Norman's hometown in Atlanta. Let Boots go to Atlanta. Put on a nice little all chocolate card, okay? Right there in Atlanta, where people spend money. Atlanta is a good market. They have people that have money, disposable income. Put it there. Let them fight each other, and let's keep it going. You gotta keep the train rolling. When it comes to Boots,
how many fights does he have at 147?
I think so. Here's the thing: Boots hired a nutritionist. That was a big storyline today on Brunch Boxing. He hired a nutritionist, so I think with a nutritionist, maybe he can get right for. I would say he could be at 147 for at least 4 more fights.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Listen. So here's what you're not understanding. The nutritionist is game-changing. It's game-changing. No, you're laughing.
I'm laughing at it.
But a nutritionist is game-changing, okay? So if this nutritionist could help Boots make 147 safely without sacrificing, you know, a lot of muscle, then I don't think these guys at 147 could fuck with him. And it's just that simple. And what we have to also understand is that you got that guy that's going to be debuting officially at 147 on May 2nd. And I'm talking about Ryan Garcia. Yeah. I'm not talking about Devin Haney.
Yeah, that's
I'm talking about Ryan Garcia. Let him do the job, okay? You have a guy like Devin Haney, who is a star of a different level or in his own right. Let him do the job. Boots needs to find a way to stay at 147 as long as possible so he can clean up these champions and clean up these guys that's moving up. And I think we will have the next American action pay-per-view star.
He needs to stay at 147 as long as he's with Matchroom. If he goes somewhere else, he go different weight class. But as long as he's with Matchroom, he needs to stay at 147 because they don't have no one at 154.
I don't think he needs to stay with Matchroom to stay at 147.
No, but I'm saying if he's with Matchroom, he's got to be at 147.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. If Boots' star continues to rise the way that it does, I don't think who he signed with would matter too much because people are going to start coming to him. That's when you're a star, people come to you. People gravitate towards you.
He's far from that, though. I get it. Look, I get his performance. No, it was great.
He's not far from that.
He's not far from that. Because I'll put it this way. When you're close to that, you're at least doing pay-per-views and doing like 200K. You're doing like 150K. He's not even close to that yet. He hasn't proven he can do that yet. So he's not close to that. But he definitely has the potential if you get you match him up, like you said, the right names, then there's something you can do there. He's not close to that, though. He's not going to have guys coming and saying, you know what, I want to fight Boots. I'm going to go out of my way to fight Boots. He's not there yet.
Well, listen, he's not a pay-per-view star yet, but he is a star. You know, that. Listen, I don't know how many people was in the arena. It was a little dark in there. Shout out to the DAZN production. But it sounded like they were excited. However many people were in there, it sounded like they were outside. It sounded like they were excited. It sounded like it was a great event, okay? Well, at least it was a great main event. I don't know about the whole event. But it sounded like it was a great main event, all right? So I think too much is being made of the whole star thing because there's different levels of stars in boxing. And the level that Boots needs to be, he's there already. And I just think it's going to get bigger and bigger with the right fights. We need to line up the Mario Barrioses. So, you know, you got to have the customary black fighter versus Mexican fighter. We know that. You got to have it. You got to have it. Sorry. It has to happen. Lo siento mucho, mi compadres. But Mario Barrios has to do the job. Okay? He has to do the job. All right? You can have Brian Norman in an urban metro area like Atlanta, or bring Brian Norman to Philly. You got to have those, like there's certain benchmarks that we need to hit because we have something here. Understand that we have something here. We got to hit those benchmarks. And then we got to have Ryan and Devin do the job. They got to do the job, okay? Because I'll be honest, from what I saw tonight, none of these guys are going to fuck with Boots. Now it's just about feeding them to him in a consistent schedule in the right locations with the right push, meaning promotional-wise, and we have something. So real quick, I wanted to add the Broad Street Bully himself. I guess the Eagles parade, the Stephen Fulton parade, and now it's the Boots parade. Blow the whistle. My guy, well, he was here. I gave him that great intro, and then he disappeared. He must be drunk. He must be outside. So how about this? I'm going to tell you what Ty would have said. Yo, they not fucking with Boots. They not fucking with Boots. I told you. Danny Yonah's going to sleep. Stanley Yonah's going to sleep. The Eagles, the Phillies, Stephen Fulton, we don't root for the Sixers. And now we got Boots too. The city showed out. They showed him love. And Boots, listen, no, here we go. Nobody is fucking with him. Yeah, thank you, Ty. Thank you for joining us, Ty. We definitely appreciate that.
Matt, I got a question for you.
Yeah,
that was phenomenal. Nigga.
So you think with the addition of a nutritionist that he can stay at 47 longer, right? I think you said four fights.
Yes.
Realistically, what would you want that four fights to be? Okay. Because I think personally, I would want to just see him get those two belts, maybe three fights. A fight, like you said, to put him over and then the two champions and then move up. I don't want to see him.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, what's up? What's good?
Hey, listen, let me talk to you, Matt. I just walked out the building. I was in a fight. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you this, Sam, and for everybody that's listening. Now I realize what's going on. These Boots camps, they all dependent on one person, and that one person is Bozy Ennis. You get what I'm saying? So, again, similar to the Roman Villa fight, I think if you look back at that Roman Villa fight, I think we saw a very calculated Boots. I think we saw a Boots that was very interested in being a boxer and not being a brawler. I think we saw the same version of Boots tonight. He was not interested in being a brawler. He was interested more in being a boxer. He took advantage of Stan Yonis not throwing the jab like he usually do. You get what I'm saying? So now, I don't think it's Boots because, again, before this fight, I had Boots pegged as a boxer brawler, as a guy that really want to really mix it up with you. But I don't think that's who Boots is. I think Boots' identity goes with the game plan that his father gave. You get what I'm saying? We saw a very educated Boots tonight. We saw a Boots that was on top of his game. We saw a Boots that was going to the body heavy. I don't think we've seen that version of Boots before. I think that, again, respectfully, I know you love PBC, Matt. And I really think that there's no reason and no way that PBC has shows scheduled for every month for the rest of this year. I don't think they put Barrios in with a guy like Boots because I don't see a reason to lose the WBC championship knowing that you got fight scheduled for every month of the year. But I don't think we get that fight. But I'm telling you, man, Jaron Ennis goes with his father's game plan. And I think tonight was a perfect example. Me, I tweeted, thought earlier, I think that we was going to get the fight of the year. But Boots didn't allow us to get the fight of the year. He dominated this guy for 6 rounds. He stopped him and made him quit on the stool because that's the performance that he came with. So at the end of the day,
hey, you know what is true? We didn't get the fight of the year. We got one of the performances of the year. I put this performance right up there with Gary Antoine Russell. Okay, like this was one of the dominant performances of the year in a big championship fight. All credit to Jaron Boots Ennis. And I'm telling you, Barrios has to do the job. He got to do the job. Listen, let me tell you something. If PBC loves America, if they love the United States, if they are a red-blooded American like I am, then they understand what needs to be done. They understand that he has to do the job. Big nights ahead. Big nights ahead. I don't know what's up with the Wi-Fi with my man Ty, but you know, it is what it is with that. So, Ezra, yo. How would you like rate Boots's performance on Ezra 5-star scale?
I thought it was a 5. I really don't have any complaints. I was surprised to see, you know, some of the talk of, you know, I just don't get, sometimes I just think maybe we judge guys on a curve, right? We judge guys on a curve and say, you know, I expect so much from this guy or he's hyped up so much that if he does anything, I'm going to judge him harshly for it or take points away. And I just think, like, hey, this was just a great performance. That's really, you just leave it at that. You don't say anything other than really than that. Did he get caught with some dumb shots? Sure. And, you know, they're only dumb shots because he allowed them, because he's that good that we're like, he could probably not shut down those shots. But if you go through any fight, when you get higher competition, you get caught once in a while. You get touched once in a while. I really didn't think he needed to get touched. So that's, in my mind, if he really didn't need to get touched, he wouldn't have got touched in the fight. He turned him very well. He did things to throw him off his balance. He killed his body. He destroyed that guard. That guard had no chance because he was going up and down. He was jabbing him as hard as the body. And you could just feel like in the fourth round, you could feel Stan Yonis didn't want to step forward anymore. You could feel that Stan Yonis was feeling the work. He was really starting to doubt. And I even thought, like, in the fifth, right before they stopped it, I was like, oh, he's kind of like, to me, he's kind of like just trying to go rounds now. Like, he's kind of losing the thought that he could win this fight.
Now, what I will say, though, Ezra, I will say, best bet of the day, over 0.5 knockdowns, -155. Ka-ching.
Yeah, yeah. Ka-ching. And then I knew from like the third round that I had screwed up with my bet. I knew. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I was like, show some toughness. Show some smart. Show some ring IQ, Daniel. Let's get on your bike.
How can he get on his bike? That's
not his time. I know. I was hoping he figured it out. I was hoping he found it today.
Oh, man. Well, listen, Boots found him early and often. And Boots was styling on him too. Once Boots started styling, I was like, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, I knew.
Like, right.
My bad.
When he threw a punch and then tapped the rope in the corner, like he was just playing around with him. And I was like, "Oh shit!" And you know, I gotta say, and this is how I know we got something here. You don't normally see guys styling on somebody in these big championship fights like that, Okay. I remember when people used to love Lomachenko. Look at Lomachenko. He's making him quit the Matrix. He was doing all that style on and shit until he fought Teofimo Lopez. And he wasn't doing the style of shit no more.
You know what? You made me think of something. Because for like the past, five Shakur fights, I've been hearing there's going to be Floyd Gotti. This was Floyd Gotti. So I've been hearing that that Shakur's going to have the Floyd Gotti thing, and it hasn't happened truly yet. Maybe with that English guy, you could say maybe. This was Floyd Gotti. I mean, this dude did not belong in the ring, and he was getting chopped up. Like, he was getting chopped up. He couldn't get the range. He couldn't get in front of him. He couldn't get in range to punch. This was Floyd Gotti. So for people saying, oh, they're waiting for that performance, you got it tonight.
This was, in terms of a physical performance, if you're comparing it that way, this is actually better than Floyd Gotti. Because Danny Onis is a better fighter than
Gotti. Yeah, better fighter than Gotti.
Got all shop worn and tore up. Yeah.
And you know what's funny? It's funny. This was the first welterweight unification that we've had since July 29, 2023, Errol Spence versus Terrence Bud Crawford. And I got to tell you, at least for me, this was the same kind of beating. This was the same standard deviation of a boxer. Like, Errol Spence didn't look like he belonged in the ring with Crawford, and Stan Jonas did not look like he belonged in the ring with Jerron Boots Ennis.
I knew when St. Jonas started acknowledging Boots' work as well, like Boots would punch him in the face and he'd be like, like smiling and yeah. I'm like, yeah, this shit is about to be over. I wasn't even mad. When he quit.
He was one more punch for doing the thing where the fighter do the glove with the glove. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
He was about to do that.
He was really doing the Mike Garcia after every round and shit. It was really that type vibe. Like, yeah, he's about to get fucked up. I mean. It was crazy.
Matt, one thing I'll say I was impressed with. I had a conversation with one of my good homies on here this morning, Pause, about Boots' body work, right? And I was saying with the way that Stanley on his fight, Boots has to go to the body early. And he was saying that Boots normally isn't really a body puncher. You know, he likes to head hunt. But you can see whether he was part of the game plan or not. From the opening bell, he was focused on the body work. It was jab, jab, down to the body, jab, jab, down to the body, couple hooks to the body, and that really broke him down, and it made Stanionis, weary of it, where he would drop his elbows a little bit, and that's what helped Boots land some of those overhand rights and those uppercuts. So I was impressed to see the body work early from Boots.
Then the uppercuts,
honestly, for Boots, it was a surgical performance. It's exactly how you would fight somebody with a high guard that comes forward. Exactly how you would fight.
During the lead up, I knew that high guard was going to get broken down like that too. Like you can't fight Boots like that. Meet him in the middle like that. His offense is too fluid. He's too powerful for that. He'll punch through your glove and still rock your brain. Like you can't fight him like that.
And most in a lot of the guys at 154 fight that style. I mean, maybe a little different variations, of course, but. Most of them
are the only one who don't fight with like a high guard walk forward style is Charlo, and Charlo getting older, but he's the only one that I can think of off the top of my head who actually goes in there who can box and punch.
And Charles Caldwell.
Yeah, he comes forward, but Charles Caldwell, his offense is fluid as well. Like, and he's brutal.
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you. Shout out to Charles Caldwell. Nobody gives a fuck. Because you mentioned the styles. I was just like, you don't get a different style, but I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Shout out to him, though.
Then Boots was doing shit like he was playing uppercuts and staying on his chest hard as fuck. Like, you can tell them shit was hurting staying on this. Like, he was just breaking his body down.
Wait, hold on. Ty, are you with us?
I'm with y'all, nigga. Don't like Boots now. He beat that nigga ass. You picked him on it, nigga. don't want to hear synopsis about Boots' future, nigga. No, what about St. Yoda's future?
We're going to get to that.
Can he fight Abel Ramos next? Book him.
We'll get to this future. Hey, that's a good fight, actually. Yeah. Hey, you know, Ty, you're not bad.
That'll be a main event. You'll be hyping that bullshit up. Fuck that. He stopped that nigga. That nigga quit tonight. He quit.
He quit.
Now, can you tell us what you saw in there, Todd? Give us an actual breakdown of what you saw.
No, what you mean? Like, he was stabbing to the body.
Give you the floor.
Listen, I'm not being telly-ass right now. He beat that nigga ass. You picked him. KB picked him. Y'all knew he was going to go. He got his ass. He couldn't make it. Listen, y'all talk, he couldn't go the distance. Y'all talked all that shit. At least Karen went the distance, but y'all killed Karen. Fuck out of here. Karen ain't quit 24 rounds. That nigga quit, and y'all shit on Karen. Fuck out of here.
I guess
don't call Karen the bum ever again, because that nigga quit tonight, and he was so great.
Whoa. You've never heard me call Karen a bum. Don't do
and
that.
Tell Barrios to come out of hiding with that fucking belt.
Bro, there's no chance they put Barrios in that ring.
Hold on, listen. Barrios
would die.
They wouldn't even put Barrios in a rematch of Abel Ramos.
Hold on. Don't forget, Todd, Barrios just had a baby. He's probably on maternity leave right now.
You get on my nerves.
Daniel just had a fucking baby. Guess what? He fucking fought him.
He actually...
Actually, his baby's not here.
Shut
the fuck up.
But he was trying to time boost that counter.
I gotta be honest. I'm gonna need y'all to not drink before y'all come.
Yeah, be lit.
Please, like, everybody calm down.
I was.
That's why you just sparked one up. Y'all niggas be drunk and shit.
I see what Sam was trying to do. Though. He was trying to time boost. He's trying to hit boost up with the overhands, and he caught him a couple times. But here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, even Pernod got hit. Mayweather got hit.
That is true.
Y'all talking about motherfuckers.
That is true.
And like I said, y'all talking shit about Boots. Don't talk shit about Boots. When your fucking man, Ezra, was on the fucking canvas twice by Boychuk. Fuck out.
And he lost that fight, Ty.
When Boots on the canvas twice and get a gift, holler at me. Stop missing that nigga with Boots.
He didn't even want to rematch that boy, Ty. Hold on, Matt.
One more thing, man. I'm going to say one more time. Stop trying to compare a nigga to Boots. This is the third division here with a fucking belt yet. He getting babies since he's 30 years old.
That nigga was at 140. He was fighting Anthony or Kozo.
Hold on, TJ, can I ask Todd some questions?
My bad.
Well, his phone failed again. Todd,
I'm here, homie.
Talk to me about the atmosphere.
No, it was jumping in there. Even San Jose has some fans in there. It was jumping in there. And ask my nigga Truth, the hose was out. The ladies was in there. It was in there. Ask the nigga Nino.
What were there a decent amount of people there?
Yeah, I think it was close to a sellout. Real shit. I don't know. Truth was there. Ask Truth, Adney. There was a lot of people there.
Matt, like the upper tide. What was the people to holes ratio though?
No, look. It was some couples in there, but it was they was in there. Daniel Neck. It's cold and shit out here. I'm gonna wait for the casino now, but it's cold and shit out there.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, man. So you're feeling good about your boy Boots. Tell me, what do you want to see for Boots next time?
Another Barrios or Norman. Tell Barrios stop running.
Barrios doesn't hide from anybody.
And listen, and ain't no excuses because the PBC is made a fight tonight with him. So Barrios ain't got no excuses.
They ain't gonna put Barrios in there. I think Norman is a possibility.
Why do y'all keep saying they won't?
They're not gonna put Barrios in there.
I don't get what y'all mean. I don't
beat him. That's why.
Bro, if he loses, he loses.
Yes, lose the belt.
It's okay.
They lose the belt. That's what.
Matt, loses. The fight's there to be made. Let's make a bet. Because I guarantee he's not gonna be in there. I guarantee he won't be in there next for sure.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be next because Barrios' fight is already done.
Oh, you want to break some news?
Oh, my God. Who are you fighting?
You want to break some news?
No, I'm not breaking no news on him, but his fight is done.
Oh, my God.
He better be able to get back.
Boots actually fight Barrios and unify all the belts.
You came in here saying, hey, they shouldn't be waiting. I won in the summer versus Barrios. Why would you say that if you already knew Barrios had a fight done already?
So I can't say what I want?
No, but I thought you came here like you putting something out there that was realistic. If you know that's not realistic, you should have said, hey, but that's not realistic. I want that in the summer,
here's the thing, though, Gerald. Plans change.
What is happening?
I don't get it. But here's the question. Matt, you don't have to tell us who he's fighting. Will we like the fight?
No.
Wait a minute. It's a typical Mario Barrios fight then.
Because I know you guys.
Do you like the fight?
I like everything. I love boxing. Yeah. I love everything. Now, what should be next for Stanley Onis?
Karen. I'd see him fight Karen, actually. That'd be kind of fun.
Oh, I do like that. That's not what's next for him, though. Karen, I'd be
like, I'm trying to go fight Abel Ramos.
I could see an Abel Ramos. Something on that level. You know, get him back. I like watching Stanley Onis fight. I think Stanley Onis is a fun fighter to watch, though.
I would have loved to watch him fight tonight. Did he show up?
He tried to. He definitely tried to.
Shit, what a performance. Shout out to Boots, man. That was great. That was great, man.
You know
what's crazy, though? Remember, this fight was supposed to be on Tank's undercard at the co-feature. Like, yo, I hope a lot of people watched it tonight. I truly do.
Matt. Boots remind me of AJ Styles.
Did Boots make your pound-for-pound top 10 today?
No. No.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Wow.
Let's not. Let's not be POM. Okay. Let's not be POM. All right. No. He is moving. He is moving. That was a pound for pound performance. That was definitely a pound for pound performance. But I need him to string two or three of those together before he could be in my.
I think you could get him Norman next. I think you could do that. I think they'll make that fight. You know, you got to pay Norman, what does he want? Like $1.75 million, whatever. You pay him whatever, you know, get him in the ring. I think you can make that fight next now.
Hey, Matt. Let me tell y'all this.
What up?
Let me tell y'all this.
Uh-huh.
I was selling boots tonight to all the casuals, and he came in and closed the deal. You see what I'm saying? Any casual fan that seen Boots tonight and that performance is now a Boots fan. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely.
We hardcores and we know Boots and we knew what this fight was supposed to be, but he closed the show tonight. To anybody who didn't know, he let them know. He put them on notice.
Now, Rod, let me ask you a question, because you're a Terrence Crawford guy, right? And you witnessed the beating he put on Errol Spence in 2023. How would you compare Crawford versus Spence to Boots versus Stanley Onis tonight? Because I felt like it was a similar performance from Boots.
Not quite similar, but nevertheless, Boots stamped himself. You know what I mean? The same way. Those two type of performances is what put you over. You know what I mean? And Boots, he going to do this same type of performance. He going to do this several more times, just like Bud did. And he going to be over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is it possible that those Karen fights were just a blip? Or, like J-Roll thinks, is it just a style that Boots is not good at?
Are you okay? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we can listen. Listen, maybe, my bad, I'm in that zone. But listen, real quick, maybe if they can't, if they don't do a Boots fight and Boots got to do some other shit, why can't they make Ryan Norman versus Barrios? And I really think that'd be enough fight for our community. Like, you got Atlanta, you got Philly. We can put that shit in the middle somewhere, pause, and make the fight. You know what I'm saying? And I think Brian Norman have a better shot, because Brian Norman, he's young, athletic, and he can't beat Boots, but he's faster, and maybe that right hand might touch Boots. And Brian Norman got fucking power.
Yeah, he got a puncher's chance. His only way of victory is to knock him out.
No. I'm getting more than a puncher's chance because Brian Norman, like, he's young. He's young, he's fast, he's a crude motherfucker, he can punch.
Yeah, but Brian Norman can't box with Boots. And he can't move with Boots.
I'm not saying that.
I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, if
he catches that motherfucker, you never know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think he has a puncher's chance as far as his, for me, he only has one path of victory, and that's to knock him out.
And I think with Brian Norman pop, with Bozy, with Boots, with Brian Norman, they talk shit.
That'd be that could be like done next year for our community.
Hey, you
number four by unification. Here we go. And this one might be close, and the last one wasn't close.
But before you said that, that's what I said earlier. They need to put Brian Norman versus Boots in a urban metro city like Atlanta or Philly. That's exactly
put
what
I'm saying. No, here we go. Put it in Houston. Be in the middle. They can fight New York.
Hey, that'll be good too.
You know what I mean? And listen, if Boots got to do a couple mandatories in the meantime, and Brian Norman can fight Jensen Zaki, then fight Barrios, they both got two belts.
So here's one thing I will say, though. Here's one thing I will say, all right? Chakram Giasar, salute to you, all right? You had a great performance. You did your job under the most, like, horrible of circumstances. I don't need to see him against Boots. I don't need to see him against Boots. What I need the WBA to do.
But man,
what I need the WBA to do. Hold on, Ty. That's what I'm saying. What I want the WBA to do is what the WBA always does: create a new fucking belt for Chakram Giasar, create a regular title for him, create an interim title, whatever it is you need to do. I don't need to see Chakram Giasar versus Boots. Boots is past that. Boots is too big for that. Only big fights for Boots. I'm good. Salute to him. I don't need to see it at all. Because that you'll get more of the same. Now, did Boots make your top 10 pound for pound? Now, Ezra, because you asked me, did he make yours?
He's right borderline. Maybe not in the top 10 yet, but he's borderline. He's right there.
Yeah,
that was a great performance.
Huh? I want to know how, motherfucker.
Hey, Matt.
And I like what's the Japanese guy out there?
Saki.
Hey, man, fuck it, man.
Nakatani. I want to know how a motherfucker like Nakatani can crack everybody top 10 pound for pound fighting the guys he fought. But what Boots got to do to get in
there? Yeah.
I don't see Boots have a lot of dominant performances now.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I was saying in my head that you were saying, bro, fuck that. Take Nakatani the fuck off the list and put Boots on the list. Fuck out of Nakatani. Get your midget ass out of here.
But what I will say,
guys, and you're talking like that, you couldn't take out a guy like Karen. What are you doing? You're talking all crazy like that, Ty.
No, hold on.
But then he just made a reigning champion quit. On the stool in the sixth round.
That nigga quit, though. That was phenomenal.
A guy who was up for 2 weeks, I had to hear about how.
I wasn't hearing y'all say that. Mike,
y'all was saying
he was going to be close.
I said nothing.
Yes, you did, nigga.
He was durable. He was going to expose.
Every time I said that shit, nigga, I remember that shit. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Don't forget those Karen fights.
Nah, exactly. You doing it now.
Hold on a second. Get Junto's fight with Chiwa. Can't forget that one either. Can't forget that. He lost that fight. He fucking lost.
Yo.
What's wrong with Deuce Lick?
I'm right. No, Junto lost that fucking fight.
Why is that nigga so aggressive? Yeah.
Bro, who cares? Who cares, bro? Who cares?
Who cares, man?
WC, read the rule. Come on, man. What are we doing here? Nobody gives a shit. But you know, I'm looking at my last pound for pound update. And Junto is at number 10. Maybe, hey, I might have to bump him from my pound for pound on my next update, Gritty. You might be right, Gritty. I'm ready to see another American flag in my top 10. I'm ready. I'm fucking ready. You know what? I'ma drop this pound for pound Monday. Yeah. I already see right there. You know, I might have to put him above Bam, too. Ooh. I don't know, man. Cause listen, for me, and all offense to the lower weight classes, god damn it. The higher you move up a weight, the more impressed I am. I'm sorry. Like doing that against guys that could like Grit said, maybe Stano's not a puncher like that. But going into this fight, one thing that I always said was that standing on his ain't no hoe. Which made him look like a hoe tonight. I'm like, I don't know what to say. Like, he dominated him and he made him quit. You know? He dominated and he made him quit. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, man. But okay. We'll see. Well, listen, however you guys got it is how you got it. But we all cannot deny the fact that we saw a star-making performance tonight by the guy who we anointed a long time ago as one of the future bright stars in boxing. So this is like, I don't know, man. This is like seeing your kid graduate. This is like seeing your kid graduate. I'll be honest. I was expecting a little bit more excitement from y'all tonight because I feel the same way about Boots tonight as I felt about Keyshawn after Keyshawn had those star-making performances. Like, I feel the same level of excitement, but I'm not feeling that from you guys tonight, man. Maybe you guys should start watching.
Matt,
is
Keyshawn part of that America?
Hold on, Brent. I ain't going to lie. I'm proud of him.
I ain't watched that damn Mendigo fighting.
I'm proud of him. I just wish he would stop letting himself get hit so much.
Damn,
they
come on. Okay.
All right. Man,
that's taking time. Hey, Gritty. Everybody's Emmanuel Stewart, Gritty. Everybody's Emmanuel Stewart, Gritty.
Chill out.
Jesus.
The nigga get hit with a couple of plain punches.
Poncho boxer fans, YouTube boxer fans, just take shit too serious.
Man, when I knew it was going to be a long night for Stanionis,
at the beginning of the fight, Stanionis threw a power hook.
Boots caught it on his glove, and I could tell Boots like, okay, this was a big punch.
Yeah. Nah, I'm with. I know he don't take them punches serious a lot of time because Stanionis not a power puncher. So he's just taking some. Man, I just wish he wouldn't do that. That's it.
Boots started doubling it up on him like in the second round. I was like, man, this shit finna be over.
Bro, he punished this guy so bad and made him quit. And after the sixth round, and his people were all over the
crowd. Which I know, style-wise, it was built for this to happen. This style-wise, this was Bud versus Errol. A come forward guy versus a, you know what I'm saying, a switch hitter with some pop.
I disagree. Stanionis wasn't in bad health.
No, that's the difference. The difference is like the healthy version, you know what I'm saying? But the result was still kind of the same.
Yeah, listen, this was the Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals. That's what we saw tonight, man. That was crazy. Shout out to Boots, man. I ain't got nothing else, Ezra.